There's three portions of Scripture this afternoon, brethren, I'd like to look at. The first one is in Mark chapter 4 and verse 35. They're well known to us. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And they arose in a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Brethren, we know this portion very, very well. But there's some things that have come up to me, and I would like to pass them on. In verse 35, it says, Let us pass over onto the other side. Why would you think a loving Savior would ask you to come with him through a storm? He knew there was going to be a storm. Why would he ask? If you had a friend, would you want to take them through the big storms in life? Wouldn't you like to bypass them? But no. He takes them with him. And he also says, he was asleep in the boat. He really wasn't. He was there. He was in control of everything. But how these men went out, and there arose a great wind, and waves beat into the ship. And how that affects us today. How many people are going through a storm, a real storm? Maybe you don't have money to provide. Maybe you're sick. There's so many storms that each one of us pass through. Is Jesus concerned about that storm that he passes you through? Is he concerned? Yes, he is. And they go back to him and they say, Master, carest thou not that we're going to perish? How terrible, how awful in your problem, in my problem, if we went to the Lord and said, Do you not care that we're going to perish? Do you not care? Think of it, brethren. Here's the Lord of glory with them. And they speak to him like that. Is that a reason for you and I to think of? Is it the only time that we ever go to the Lord is when we're in trouble? If your child only came to you every time they wanted something, you wouldn't have too much of a relationship, would you? But here, they come to him, and they say, Do you not care that we perish? And what happens? He arises, and he calms the storm. Whatever your problem might be, he arises, and he calms it. Oh, how wonderful the Savior is. He calms it. And I want to read back here, and it says in the 36th verse, And there was also other ships, other little ships with them. I'm just thinking on that, and something came to me. You and I have passed through problems and troubles and trials in our life. And he comforts us, not just to make us feel good, but he comforts us that we might comfort others. And the trial that has come into your life, if you take it from the Lord and to the Lord, these other little ships that were in the same storm They're going to benefit by it. The same storm that was in with this boat, the seas were calm. And how wouldn't it be nice if people could look to you and say, if he could handle that situation that way, I could. If he could do it that way, instead of letting the flesh come in, if we take our problems from the Lord and to the Lord. And in this case, here we have, brethren, that the Lord arose and he calmed the storm. Now, if we go over to John chapter 6, John chapter 6, and verse 17, another well-known portion. Verse 15. When John therefore, when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when evening was come now, his disciples went down under the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. And when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. There's some real nice thoughts in this, brethren. First of all, that it was dark. It was dark. Your troubles that come to you are not always going to come on a sunny day. They're going to come to you when you maybe are tired. These two parables were given after the disciples had had a hard day. And how that speaks to you and me. Our troubles don't come when things are always going good. They're hard. And, you know, I can come and comfort you in a problem that you're in, and that's my duty to do it. But you think that the Lord gives us these problems to be comfort us in them. He gives it to us for our own good, for our own good. And now they're trying to row in this sea. Their winds are very, very bad. You know, it doesn't say that he calmed the storm. It doesn't say anything about that storm, what he did. And as I said before, maybe you might have problems trying to provide. In school, you might have problems. There's many problems that you could have. And the Lord can come, as he did in the first time, and he cleared it up. But there's some problems that he really can't clear up. How many of us have lost loved ones? The Lord can't rectify the problem, but he can be with us in it. And if we are walking with him, as it says, we'll go immediately to the shore. If we, like I was just saying, I've gone to Chicago a few times, and one time I went by train, and on the east end of Chicago, the houses are terrible. I wouldn't put an animal in some of them, and yet people come out of it. What a terrible part to be in. And yet, if you and I were going through in the train, and if we were in constant communication with each other, you wouldn't see it. And this is what he's trying to say to us, brethren,
But some of the problems right now, he can't carry them up, but he will. He will when we get home. And the last one that I'd like to speak about, only for a few minutes, is John 11. We all know this story very well, and I'm not going to read it. But there's one verse that has spoke to me in it. We all know very well that Mary and Martha had a brother, and he was sick. He had a problem. And what happened? He died. He was beyond the help of man. Man could not do anything for him now. And we've got problems, some of us have, that's beyond the help of man. But this 19th verse is the one I want to bring it to our attention. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Oh, how nice it is to be able to comfort each one. Comfort each one through our troubles and trials. That's what we're to do. Is it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 or 2 that we are to comfort one another. And how wonderful it is to comfort. Because, brethren, I have to speak to myself. Sometimes we see ones going through troubles and trials. And what do we say? Am I ever glad that he got it? He deserved every bit of what he got. I'm happy. Is that comforting, that one? We think of the two sons, the one that went down into the far country. All we can think of is a man, a young man down in the pig pen. But you know, in each assembly, some places, there are people, young and old, that are in their souls, are down in the pig pen. And if the Lord is speaking to them, is it right for us to say, I'm glad he got what he got? I'm happy that he got what he got. We've done it, brethren. You know we have. You know, comfort. And how we need to say that there's more people in the world than me or you. Dear brother, Winston Bylan from out west, I met him at the conference in Des Moines. And what did he say? He had just 2 weeks ago had lost his wife. A dear, dear woman. And what I've heard of that dear man, him and his wife were such a testimony to the Lord's people. Such a testimony. 2 weeks ago, I called him up Saturday night. And I said, Winston, it must be hard to be alone, especially Saturday nights. He said, yes. Yes, it is. It's very hard. But he said, you know, I want you to pray for David Gray. He lost his wife a year and a half ago, and he's having a hard time with it. How that spoke to me, a man that was hurting right to the bottom of his heart. He could think of somebody else. How is we should do it? Think of somebody else. Because we've heard it said so many times, I cried when I had no shoes, but when I saw a man with no feet. And brethren, I just leave that with you, that we will see our brethren. As I said, there's many, many that have problems that they can't explain, they can't tell to anybody else, But let's help us to comfort one another.